Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Thursday, the 21st of July, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News, read by Elizabeth Peck. Ukraine's First Lady Olena Zelenska addressed members of the U.S. Congress yesterday, asking them to provide more weapons to help her country battle the Russian invasion. During her speech, Zelenska asked for weapons to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home, specifically air defense systems, in order for Russian rockets not to kill children in my country. She shared photos of civilian victims of Russian attacks, including a four-year-old girl whom she'd met last year and who was killed in the deadly strike on Vinnytsia last week. For Russia, Zelenska went on to explain, these are hunger games, a hunt for the peacefully minded people in Ukraine's peacefully minded cities. They never broadcast this kind of news, and that's why I'm showing this to you. Zelenska is the first wife of a foreign president to ever deliver a speech to the U.S. Congress. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov stated on Wednesday that Russia's war aims went beyond the Donbas region, confirming suspicions that have been circulating for some time. In a report by Reuters yesterday, U.S. National Security Council spokesperson John Kirby warned that Russia was looking to annex areas of Ukraine outside the Donbas region. Kirby also said Russia was installing proxy officials to give the appearance of legitimacy and planning to hold sham elections in autumn. The European Commission has called for a 15% cut in natural gas use by EU member states as they struggle with an energy crisis caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The European Union faces the risk of further gas supply cuts from Russia due to the Kremlin's weaponization of gas exports, with almost half of our member states already affected by reduced deliveries, the EU executive said in a statement on Wednesday. Taking action now can reduce both the risk and the cost for Europe in case of further or full disruption, strengthening European energy resilience, it added. The EU executive promised to accelerate work to diversify supplies, including through joint purchases of gas, to strengthen the EU's possibility of sourcing alternatives. Gas deliveries. Hundreds of classic and cult Polish films, documentaries, and TV shows are now available to watch for free with English subtitles on a website funded by Poland's Culture Ministry and the EU. The project, called 35mm Online, includes such classics as Andrzej Wajda's Man of Marble and Krzysztof Kieślowski's Three Colors trilogy. The collection also features over 3,000 episodes of the Polish Film Chronicle, a newsreel series shown in cinemas across Poland from 1944 to 1994. An app for Android and iOS mobile devices is also available for download. Caritas of the Archdiocese of Gdańsk is asking for donations as part of a summer clothing drive this weekend for children and adult refugees in Gdańsk. According to Father Andrzej Wiecki, deputy director of the Caritas Archdiocese of Gdańsk, most refugees left Ukraine in the spring and do not have appropriate clothes for hot summer weather. Organizers are asking residents to donate gently used or new summer clothes, such as shorts, blouses, t-shirts, tops, polo shirts, dresses, tunics, skirts, summer women's and children's shoes, as well as bed linen. Donations of clean, new, and gently used items can be brought to the store Za Jeden Uśmiech, located ulica Zator Przetockiego 3 in Gdańsk Brzeszcz. The collection will take place Saturday, July 23rd from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m.
The weather.
Today will be sunny and very hot, with no chance of rain and a strong breeze coming in from the south. Temperatures will peak around a high of 34 degrees centigrade, or 93 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to an overnight low of 19 degrees centigrade, or 66 degrees Fahrenheit. Some storms may roll in overnight, resulting in some cooler weather tomorrow and over the weekend. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay cool.